Women's groups have been challenged to remain vigilant on political parties as the 2012 election draws closer. This is because politicians always pay lip service to issues bordering on women. The director of Abantu for Development, Dr. Rosemensa Kuting, said this at the opening of the 5th Biennial Conference of District Assembly Women in Accra. She encouraged women to mobilize their forces to enhance their participation in the governance process. Here's a report by Rosalind Ganyaglu.
Research has shown that political structures, rather than social factors, play a more significant role in women's parliamentary recruitment. In this light, the conference provides the platform to renew the energies and commitments of women on local governance. Dr. Rosemensa Kuting described as unacceptable the level of inequality and poor leadership across board that continue to affect the development of women. She urged assembly women from all 170 districts in the country to embrace fully the responsibilities that come with their positions, irrespective of the challenges and barriers that continue to confront them. The country director of Action Aid, Ajakwa Tinkluvich, said, "Women continue to face socio-cultural obstacles such as gender ideology and lack of confidence on the part of women." She said the economic empowerment of women, along with access to quality education, is essential to enable them to participate in politics and elections. Ms. Quartin Kluwicha noted that so much has been done, but more needs to be done, saying government and political parties owe it to women as part of the just and democratic governance process. Professor Tetua Menu of the University of Ghana called on government to work towards achieving the Millennium Development Goal 3, which is on gender equality and women empowerment, by 2015.
Rosalind Ganyaglu reporting.